Welcome, everyone. We have some communications items up front. Will citizens sign up for time on our calendar to talk about subjects they're choosing? They'll be first. Then we have our consent calendar. We've had a couple of requests to pull items from the consent calendar, so if there are any others, let me know, please. If you're here to testify on a council calendar item, we customarily allow people 3 minutes, and it doesn't look like we'll be oversubscribed for people here this morning. So if you want to speak on a council item, let the council clerk know. You need to give us only your name, no need for an address. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization under city code, you need to disclose that. We follow the rules of decorum and common sense in this chamber, and that is if you're here to speak, we want to make sure you are heard. If you support someone else's opinion, feel free to give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand, and if you disagree with them, give them a thumbs down or some other polite hand gesture, but we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations in favor or against our fellow citizens' opinions here so everybody does get heard. And so with that, let's begin, please, with item 829, the first of our communications items.
Request of Susan West to address council regarding downtown partnerships for public safety.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Okay, I am Susan West with Friends of River Place and an active member of Downtown Public Safety Committee, ONI, PDNA, and others. Here's some pictures of myself with the Friends of River Place last week. I'm calling upon you to subcontract with the county to open Wapato for our homeless, drug rehab, and mental health needs, moving our most vulnerable and their services outside the dangerous downtown area. There are 4,000 on the street now, and they are desperate. This move opens a management center where services and folks in need can work safely together to reduce the strain on downtown. Let's lead the nation in our efforts to manage this problem before the population doubles again. We used to have one of the best downtowns in the world, thanks to your vision, your hard work, and interbureau cooperation. But no more. There are big problems. We want to work with you to resolve homelessness, drug addiction, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, crime, and mental health issues. Local residents are afraid. We have had to call the police and park rangers more than 10 times in the last few weeks for drug overdoses, public masturbating, undressing, shooting up, aggressive dogs, campfires near dry grass, permanent camping, blocking public access on public beaches and docks, and other alarming behaviors. Local citizens are staying away from their own neighborhood. Daily, we pick up hypodermic needles, drug paraphernalia, broken beer bottles, and pornography right where tourists and children walk barefoot. This is just the last week or so. Literally, every hour we walk, we have to stop and report dangerous issues. Last Wednesday, we reported the McCall Waterfront Park area. Thursday, David Anderson saw a tourist and a child at the same place, and he ran down to warn them to leave the area. He accidentally got pricked by a needle. Beside needles and trash, Dave found the wallet and ID of the recently escaped inmate from Washington County. We clean this area, as we do others, day in, day out. It gets dirty, and it's too much. A dance troupe practicing last week on Waterfront was threatened with a sledgehammer. Monday, my friend Donna Harris told me her 24-year-old son, Neil, moved downtown. Within 6 months, her high-achieving Mormon boy was on heroin and committed suicide. Neil said drugs are on every corner, and he couldn't get off of them. In Kodiak, Alaska, a street alcoholic told my husband that it's common knowledge up and down the coast to go to Portland for free handouts, sex, and drugs. Even though solutions are not perfect, we need to move today. Without your further help, it is meaningless and dangerous for us to volunteer. If rules and regulations are not made and enforced, and if we do not provide a safe place for the street people, respect for public officials will go downhill. We elected you to solve public safety problems. Let's make those decisions and work together. How can we help you move forward? We want to help.
May I respond, Mayor?
Please.
Thank you very much for coming and talking about these really crucial issues, and in particular your partnership. Lovely photograph that you have is the recognition from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement Crime Prevention Program of the partnership, and I'm glad to see that Galena Burley, the Portland Parks and Recreation Security Manual. She is part of that. So you are certainly doing your part to help us with these challenges. The behaviors you described fall into two categories in my mind. Mm-hmm. They are the criminal behaviors, which mm-hmm. the mayor is responsible for with the police, and that certainly needs to be part of the solutions. And then there are three. There are people who are homeless, who don't have drug problems, who don't have mental problems, mm-hmm. and certainly Commissioner Saltzman and the mayor are working together to see how we can provide more subsidized housing, how can we create more affordable housing in the city, and that obviously is a longer-term challenge.
I know.
And then the third issue is people experiencing mental illnesses and drug addictions, and drug use is illegal, so that's something that we need to address in all of our parks as well as in River Place where you are. The solution you suggested at the beginning as far as opening Wapato, I need to address that because it comes up many, many times. We're not allowed to do that. With the Reagan the Reagan mandates to deinstitutionalize people experiencing mental illness, that's why we closed Damish in the mid-90s. And so we're not allowed to put people experiencing mental illness in major institutions. We're not allowed to create new ones. We have upgraded the Oregon State Hospital in Salem and built Junction City, which is going to help with helping people with mental illness. The other strategy that we're involved in with the city is the development of the Unity Center, which Legacy is supporting. That will only work if we have more community facilities, both preventative care for people who mm-hmm. want to get off drugs or feeling suicidal, just generally need mm-hmm. psychiatric help, and also places for people to go after they've been in an acute emergency center. So it really is a community-based problem, and there needs to be community-based solutions, which is why I'm so grateful to you for stepping up and doing your part. So I just wanted to give you that kind of rounding out of, yes, we agree with you that there are significant challenges. That's why Wapato doesn't work, so therefore we need to look at other solutions.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your advocacy and for your volunteering. Don't give up, but I appreciate the call to action and everything that you're doing to highlight this crisis that we have.
Yeah, didn't expect my retirement to be doing this every day all the time.
Thank you. We'd like to help you work yourself out of that particular part of the job.
Thank you all for your hard work.
Thank you.
If I was younger, I'd be applying for jobs with some of your bureaus. I really appreciate the
You're
city
young enough.
Working
do that. Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay.